Forgive us our sins. Shlil evlogison. Smoerire pasi. O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also, our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, prepone them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the will of us all, the hope of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of the Lord to hear the Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings be with us all. Amen.
Chon so pen notio ben sotino pen urutere suere sosipshiri emefnutiet amch. Pi au nafshane pi ofa pen noti pen tsansi kireye.
From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, for whom the glory is forever. Amen. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they didn't know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have led him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I haven't yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven,